We're getting set for Sunday afternoon baseball. Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas as we roll on with the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the guy who's been the talk of the fashion industry in baseball this week, in Nick Merkel. Nick, thanks much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Javik.
You've been talk of the fashion industry. You got the Rezigs. Today you're going with the three-quarters oat milkers hat. You're loving life. How's it been?
It's been fun. First half's ending. Ending on a good note for us, and just try to have a little fun with the guys. 3 months in now, 2.5, whatever it is. Got a long way to go, so just try to keep stuff fresh around the clubhouse.
When you mention it, already halfway through the season, it feels like the season just started yesterday. But for you, first season in Double-A, what's that growth been like throughout the first half of this year?
It's good to see that I can compete at this level. Everyone wants to. And growing up, you hear Double-A is where everyone's at. So finally getting here and holding my own a little bit here and there feels good. It's all I really wanted to do coming into the season. And I'm pretty pleased with how I've played so far.
Well, and you've had a good series as well, 3 2/3 innings. You've allowed just one hit, contributed to two different shutouts from this pitching staff. How much can you use a series like this to build on towards the second half of the year?
I think we can use this all around as a team. Everything's been working well for us. Had a little rough patch a month and a half ago, whatever it was. And I think we're really using this to turn into the second half and really show how good we are. I feel like we started really well, kind of hit some bumps like you do. And now we're showing who we are again. It feels good.
Yeah, won 4 of 5 this week against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. What changed? Was there anything that clicked, or just everybody got hot at the same time?
I think everyone's just getting hot at the right time, and it's working. When you win, it's contagious, and you keep winning. I don't think there's anything you can point out specifically. Feels like we've been doing the same thing we've been doing all year. It's just now we're winning, which is the good part. So we're going to keep doing that.
Well, and we're getting into summer. It's getting a little bit warmer outside. You got the long road trips. How much does that help with the winning and that atmosphere that you guys have cultivated in the clubhouse throughout the first 66-plus games this year?
Oh, it's huge. You don't want to have a bad clubhouse. It's a long season, 138, 140 games, whatever it is. If you have bad vibes, you have no fun. If you have good vibes, you have a lot of fun. And usually with fun comes winning, and then winning's more fun. And I just try to have fun out here.
Well, and if you have Rezigs, it also ends up being a very, very fun time. And this is the talk of the town, the Reebok Rezig cleats, which have not been produced in like 15 years. You found them on eBay, and now you're rocking them. You're wearing them right now. The specialty thing about these things from Reebok is the sole is a zig pattern. So it's up, down, up, down, up, down, which were the talk of the town if you were in middle school between like 2008 and 2012. But how in the world did you decide you wanted to get some Rezigs?
Well, I'm kind of cheap, so I was shopping for eBay, and I wasn't shopping for Rezigs, I was just shopping for cleats, and I saw some, and I had a pair back in middle school, so I figured I might as well send it, never had the cleat version, and I've fallen in love with them. They're the most comfortable cleats I've had in the last 10 plus years.
They're black and white, and I also hear you got a pretty good steal on them, too.
Oh, yeah. I think they're $35, $50 after shipping. I mean, you can't beat that. You can't beat a good price.
You talked about having fun with the team, having fun in the clubhouse, but having fun and being a little stylish on the mound as well. How much does that put you at ease as a pitcher?
For me, it's huge. If I can be out there relaxed, knowing I'm doing my thing, it's a lot easier to do my job. If I'm out there tense, it's not going to go well. So if I can have stupid cleats on or just anything that's going to make me laugh a little bit, that's all I try to do.
Well, now last night, though, you were not wearing the Rezigs. You were rocking some Mizunos. You switching things up a little bit?
Well, Mizuno's also an eBay find. Those are much cheaper. And they match the blue jerseys better than the black, so I went with the blue Mizunos yesterday.
Well, now you've had two appearances this week, one with the Rezigs, one with the Mizunos. Is there one that's more comfortable than the other?
I will say Reeboks are more comfortable. The Mizunos, I think, might be a little more stylish, but comfort-wise, Reebok wins every day of the week.
You also throw knuckle curve out there. You're one of the few guys in professional baseball who use the knuckle curve. What has that development of that pitch been like throughout your pro career?
Not much. I kind of moved this last week. I moved my fingernail from inside the seam to outside the seam, and that's really about it. I've picked it up in college right at the end of my career just because I was facing the same team for like the sixth time in 3 years. Figured I needed a different pitch. The curveball was working that day, and I just kind of kept on to it since, and it's really turned into a pretty good weapon for me.
How did you figure out the grip for it? Because it is a really special grip. You got to almost spike one finger up, and it's very different than your usual curveball grip.
I had a college teammate who threw it. He never pitched. He had a finger injury. He was our courtesy runner back in the NAIA. But he threw it. It was a good pitch. And so I kind of just stole it from him. So thanks, Gannon, for the curveball grip.
Well, now you got the knuckle curve. You got the Rizigs. You got the Mizunos. You got the three-quarters hat. You got the 100% glasses on. You're good to go.
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready. Feeling good for the second half. I think we're going to do well. Everyone's feeling good. It's the right time. Get the first half out of the way. Forget about it. Record's 0-0 on Tuesday. And we're just going to try to win a second-half championship.
Well, there we go. We love to hear it. Merkel, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Trash Pandas coming your way next.